Proclamation number 8133 of 23rd of March, 1962. Spiritualization of immature substances. All sufferings and hardships of the body contribute to the spiritualization of the still immature substances. Therefore you should bear everything with surrender, for it is only for the salvation of your soul. Your body still carries much immature spiritual substance within itself, for all matter is a carrier of spiritual substances which are still in the early stages of their development. And it is certainly possible for you to spiritualize the substances of the body during your earthly life so that they can join the soul and pass over into the kingdom of the beyond at the end of your physical life. Yet only rarely does a person succeed in this full spiritualization, because it presupposes a life of love which requires the complete abandonment of the ego, and only rarely does a person reach this high degree of love on earth. Yet much is already gained when the body submits to the will of the soul, which allows itself to be determined by the spirit within to want, think and act. And if the body also submits to the spirit's desire, so that it complies with the soul's desire, then the body's substances will also become spiritualized. Especially when illness and suffering affect this unspiritual substance and it becomes increasingly purified. Which is why a certain blessing rests on such states of the body which sometimes cause it pain. Time and again unspiritual urges are thereby repelled and the soul crystallizes more and more, and one can also speak of the spiritualization of the body, even if this does not yet happen completely during earthly life. Yet believe that every illness and every suffering will have a favorable effect on your soul if you don't rebel against fate. If you humbly bear your fate, which was never imposed on you without purpose, you will not be able to deny that the body still has immature substances, and thus these substances will always cause you pain. And only rarely will a person succeed in establishing complete order within himself, even though this is the actual task in earthly life. But he is and remains weak, and the most intimate connection with the source of strength from eternity is necessary for this. I.e., the human being must be so filled with love that the eternal love itself is constantly in him. Because then he will have a measure of strength at his disposal which will also enable him to succeed in the spiritualization of all substances oppressing the body. Yet the human being can already consider himself fortunate if he succeeds in purifying his soul during earthly life so that it can be permeated by the divine light of love, so that it is receptive to light when it enters the kingdom of the beyond. And this purification of the soul is also achieved through suffering and illness if love is not so brightly kindled that it brings about the maturing of the soul. Therefore you humans should not complain and grumble even if you are physically burdened, for everything only serves you towards perfection. And a soul's degree of light can vary so much on its entry into the kingdom of the beyond. And every suffering on earth contributes to the increase of the degree of light, provided that the human being himself strives to attain maturity of soul, that he seriously strives for perfection. And therefore you should also be grateful for the suffering and not believe that you have to endure it as punishment. It is only a means of purification, for the fact that there are still unfaithful substances in you is already rooted in your physical outer shell, which consists of immature spiritual substances. But this spiritual substance can also develop more quickly, it can reach maturity more quickly precisely through such purification means. And one day you will also recognize the blessing of what was imposed on you in earthly life. And you'll only be grateful for the loving care which you will also recognize in it. For one day the light will shine for you and you'll forget all adversity which lies behind you. And you'll be blissfully happy in the light. Amen.